Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again with What the Fuck Tuesdays. This is Lessons with the Icon. This is Andre Mizrahi. All right. So, yeah, definitely today is basically What the Fuck Tuesdays. You know how that works. Basically, you call in basically and tell us what the fuck is going on. It could be from past, present, or future, anything that you basically want to talk about. BlogTalkRadio.com, /tens or chops. So that's BlogTalkRadio.com /tens or chops. Phone number 347-215-6820. All right, so basically that's where you call or that's where you log in. All right, so now let's move on. Let's talk about drugs for a minute. Drugs. At this last ball this weekend, I was sitting by somebody, not to say who names it was or whatever, but I was basically sitting by somebody, and they was like, oh, my God, I'm not high today. And I am gagging because I'm looking around everybody. And everybody is basically, like, really high. I never seen it from this side, and now I can actually see it from this side. Andre, I am really gagging. I said, oh, so this is your first time in a while from not being high. He was like, yeah, this is my first time. And I am really cringing. Why that took me somewhere is because that just set in my mind, a lot of people really don't know what they look like when they're high. So y'all need to really watch. You know, some people, if you get high a lot, just stop for one ball, and you can watch others as high as they are and see the madness that goes on when people are high, and it's definitely a fool. So I was basically just, you know, wanting to bring that up because drugs took a toll on the world like crazy. I'm not sitting here saying anybody shouldn't have fun. You know, you got to live your life regardless if, you know, you have one life and you want to live it the best way. But don't let the life live you, because when you that high and so much is going on in your brain, it's like, oh, my God, you don't even know where you're at. You don't know reality. You wake up and don't remember when how you got to wherever you got. You might wake up with somebody. And if that's the case, if you woke up with somebody, you don't even remember if y'all fucked or used condoms. So, you know, that's like a lot. I understand everyone wants to have fun, but the wrong fun can end your life. So you just need to watch what you do, because it can become a mess, and you don't want to sit here and leave a burden on your family in any kind of way. And it don't have to be, you can have insurance, you can die, but it's still a big burden you left because your family is gagging because they love you so much that you're missed completely. So if what I'm saying is try to live the best life you can, especially for the young individuals. I want everyone to live the best life they can, but if you basically 20, you just barely started living your life, you know. When you 30, okay, wow, you live 10 years because when you 21, you just starting to become an adult. You're starting to live your life and do well. But, you know, it's a lot of people that's coming out at 15, 14, 13, and, you know, they are basically on drugs at 16. And I'm not talking about like a little weed here. I'm talking about heavy coke, you know, heavy liquor where you have 5 and 6 cups a day. And you gotta drink, you know, every day. Then you have 8 to 10 blunts a day. You know, this is what I'm running into. I'm not running into somebody that might smoke one thing or something like that. You know, it's basically that's what I'm running into. So it's really like, you know, a fool that they are really, really doing, you know, so much that it's a fool. But I definitely want to say this one more time before I get back to my topics, because I got a few minutes to talk some, you know, about topics that I wanted to talk about. Lessons with the Icon, Andre Mizrahi, live now at www.blogtalkradio.com/tens or chops. Also, you can call 347-215-6820. Tonight's show is What the Fuck Tuesdays, questions, concerns, and recaps. What the fuck, whatever you feel that you need to recap on, concerns, questions, whatever, you can definitely bring it up. All right? So now back to the drugs. I want everybody to know, just because I do not do drugs is not, I do not see nobody in certain ways because I'm not a judger. I just want everybody to live their life the best way they can and look like a human being wherever you go. Look positive, look, you know, look like someone that anybody will want to get to know you. Anybody will want, you know, show the best quality that you have in life. That's all I'm trying to let everyone know, to not sit there and abuse their life. And trust me, I already know so many different excuses why people abuse their life, and some of them are, well, I have nothing to live for. My family might have just died. I just lost my son. I mean, these are some of, don't get me wrong, these are heavy things to bear. I have nowhere to live. I can't sit here and say I was ever in anyone's shoes because, you know, I lost a sister, but that's all I lost, is a complete difference of losing, you know, a mother or a father or your child. But at the same time, you still have to try to grab on something. And if you can't grab on something to pull you back up, it's for you to try to find a friend that you know that definitely will be there for you. And they don't have to be in your house. A friend is going to be a friend, period. If you have no one in your house, meaning the gay house that you in, then you find a friend, period. You have to find somebody to pull you up out of any rump, and everybody goes through rumps. It do not mean you're less than a person. It do not mean you just have a pitiful life. I don't want everybody to think that, because as me, as well as anybody, goes through problems. You can be rich, you can be poor, you can be middle class, it don't even matter, white, black, green, orange, everyone has problems. Different problems, rich people go through, who's my friend? You know, I have no friends, because all the money, they don't know who to find. Poor people go through a lot of drama too. I don't know what to eat this day, I don't have no job. I mean, all the problems basically runs in different kind of ways. I just want everybody to know, and if you don't have no friend, you can call me anonymous. My number is 404-914-4449. You could call me blocked, and don't ever tell me who you are. I'm not the type to hang up. If you really wanted to talk to me about something that you're going through, you could use a different voice. I'm really being serious here, because there's a lot of people that's going through so many problems, and they have nobody to talk to. And then you can't talk to every fucking fag out here, because the fags is horrible. They want to tell your tea. They want to talk about you. They want to read, and then as soon as you tell them something, they sit here and they run and tell their girlfriend. I cannot say, you would gag at how many people come up to me and tell me their problems, from if they're sick or if their family is going through something. And half of these people, I've been known the drama from them over years and years, and I never sat here and ran around and told anything. And I that's why they respect me and a friend. And even if we have arguments, I'm not the type, if I have an argument, I'm never, ever the type to bring up, oh, that bitch tried me, so I'm going to tell everybody she's sick. Oh, come on, this disease can go through anybody's door. It can hit anybody's steps. It can serve you as well as serve your mother. That's how fierce the disease is. So I don't want anybody to think that they have something that no one can't get. You don't even have to have sex, and you could have had a fierce car accident years ago, and people have caught that through a blood transfusion. If it was meant for you to get something, you're going to get it anyway. What I'm saying is, be safe. Don't sit here and be a fool about it and go get it. And it's the same thing. If you're fighting these drugs and any, first of all, if you're sick and you want all these types of drugs, that's telling me right there you do not care about life. It ain't no reason not to care about life. I have known people that lived with this disease for 20 years. I have known people and looks weller than a person that's not positive. So please, everyone, stop the drugs if you can. Like I said, you can still have fun. If you know you always having 6 pills, have one. If you know you smoking 18 blunts, I'm really being serious here. I know people that smoke 10 blunts a day. Have 2. Have 3. At least you'll be shortening your period and you're bettering yourself. So at the end of the day, you'll be like, you know what? Okay, I'm bettering myself slowly. Everybody, I'm not sitting here saying you could just jump into and just jump into something and say, you know what, I'm fine now, I don't have to do. No, it ain't going to work like that, because if your body's used to whatever, it's used to whatever. I love junk food. I love junk food so much. If you take junk food away from me, I'm probably be going crazy. But at times, I sit here and say, you know what, it don't help my teeth, it don't do this, it don't do that. I try to stop off of it sometimes, regardless, it's still. You know what I mean? It's still a habit. Everybody has habits or whatever. What I'm just saying, don't let no habits control your life. Even if it's from a fucking butch queen and having sex, or you love somebody and you know they don't love you back, that's a habit. That's a habit that you need to get up out of, because that person is not loving you the way you're loving him. So you need to get up out of that too. Habits runs in every kind of way. If you have a habit of getting up out of the bed every 4 p.m. and you did nothing with your day but sit in the bed, that's a habit. It's a habit that you need to fix and move on, because it's a lot.
You ate too much. The cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. If only as directed. Oh, what a relief.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. The switchboard is really showing out, and the cord just dropped, so I'm so sorry. But, yeah, like I said, with these drugs, everybody just please be as safe as possible. Live your life the best way, and habits come in all kind of ways. And I don't want you to think that I'm sitting here trying to judge anybody, because I have a lot of things that I need to fix in my life. And sometimes I have to throw this out there to people, because sometimes they feel that, oh, I think I'm better than somebody. I'm not better than nobody. I'm not better than nobody. I don't care if you are a crackhead and been a crackhead for 20 years and I never did any drugs. I'm not better than anybody, and I have demons as well as everybody else do. No one's perfect in this world. I'm just trying to find a way for everybody to live their life in a better and positive way. That's basically what I'm saying, basically. But to get off that topic, you know, I try to definitely every day start you out with something positive, because that's what this world is about, more positive than negative. We all go through our negative points, but I want everybody to see positive more than negative. Now let me go into my Wednesday Ultimate Schoolboy. That's basically, this Wednesday is Ultimate Schoolboy, athletic. So you come, it's grand prize. And basically, you win cash, you win trophy, and you basically get into the club free for like 2 months. So that's basically what the grand prize is, if no one knew, because some people was texting me and stuff. So that's what that is tomorrow. So definitely everybody come out. It's another thing I wanted to bring up, because I love my little daughter, Kopi. That's her first visit ever in America, straight from Tokyo. She came down here, and she vlogged Saturday. They were so rude to her, even if they felt that she would have been chopped. First of all, somebody that comes from another country that do not speak English, they only speak maybe 50 to 60% English, they treated her so rude, because the fact is horrible. They were throwing shit at her because they felt she should have been chopped, and this and that. They didn't even know, basically, that she was from another country. But it's the same thing. It's called respect. You should respect everybody, period. She came back out the next day, and she did really good. But it's just the whole point of respect. Everybody needs to respect people and stop doing the things they do, because that's really, like, ridiculous, period. And let me jump to me and Jamie Balenciaga. Jamie Balenciaga, legendary Jamie Balenciaga, and Andre Mizrahi. The ball is March 29th in Vegas. She's coming out with the flyers. It's 5 grand prizes. I know it's performance, runway, face, and there's 2 more. I can't really remember. The flyers are circulating, but she got the flyer, so definitely she's bringing me some, so we could talk about more of that going on later. And they're honoring Jasmine Couture and a few other people, definitely in Vegas. So Vegas is really going to be hot that night. So a lot of people. And the flyers, definitely, me and Jamie is going to get on the radio maybe next week sometime and, you know, talk about the ball basically in Vegas, because a lot of people was hitting me up, and she's definitely going to come past and give me some flyers, so I could definitely start mailing them to L.A. and different states, because a lot of people is talking about this ball, and this ball is giving out at least 4,000 to 5,000 for different thousands for grand, so I know definitely the girls will want to come and play. L.A. already said they come in full force, divine, and all of them, they just wanted to see the flyer and make sure what they was walking, and that's only like, you know, basically 15 minutes from L.A. flying, or a half an hour. So basically, that's what that is about. So in a minute we'll be going to Kelly. But I still had a few more things to say. So Kelly, hold on, I'm coming. All right. Bobby, his birthday is coming up. Bobby Mizrahi, his birthday is basically this Friday, and it's coming up. So I won't be on the ready for this Friday. In just case I don't speak to my son in New York, he's definitely, his birthday is coming. So I just wanted everybody to say happy birthday to Bobby, and basically that's it. So let's bring in the legendary mother straight from New York City, Kelly Mizrahi. Kelly? Oh, really? See, the switchboard is funny. You know what? They be telling me I'm running out of time, this and that, and put on my co-host. And then the switchboard is so shady, I'm sitting here trying to put on my co-host, and now they're throwing funny slurges words at me saying, oh, really? And laughing
switchboard.
And kicking.
Switchboard, oh, Switchboard is really doing shows tonight. I get no intro music or nothing.
Switchboard is shady out today, bitch.
Switchboard is being really shady. Thank you, Switchboard. Yes, let me hit my line. What the fuck is going on? It is Tuesday. Yes.
Yes, and I definitely want to say happy birthday to somebody in Houston. I'm going to give their real name. I'm not giving that name. I want to give his name is Jamel, and his birthday is definitely today, but y'all know him as Pleasure. If I'm right, he's a Gasson. He's in the house of Gasson. His name is Pleasure. Happy birthday, sir. And he's definitely, I think he's, 21 or 22? He's one of them ages. But happy birthday, sir. He's 20. I'm sorry. He's not even grown yet. Don't give him no liquor. He's 20. But thank you. Happy birthday, sir.
Yes. What the fuck is going on? March 10th, 2009, 11:17 p.m. Yes, I'm feeling it. What the fuck is going on? Well, how was your day? What the fuck happened to you today?
Yeah, too much going on with me. I can't even bring up all the drama in my life right now. It's just a lot of drama, so I just deal with life and just kind of keep moving on. What's your drama today?
Nothing. Switchboard had to tell you if he was over 21, you would have knew.
Oh, really? Oh, that's Switchboard. Keep it cute. Keep it cute.
Child, my day, I just was recuperating from my long vacation that I had in D.C. You know, I was down there ever since Thursday morning, and, you know, I'm back home, got back home late last night, and had to do the show and get things in order in my house, and just home recuperating. You know, you have to recuperate after a long blow like that, you know, so I wake up until about 3 o'clock this afternoon after everything that happened, so it's like, you know, just here in the house, you know, thinking about my what the fucks and, you know, what the fuck the girls are going to call in about tonight, because, you know, the girls still have a lot on their minds from the recap show last night. So, you know, I know the girls are going to have a lot of what the fucks, but the show was definitely, definitely hot last night. The girls called in with their comments and their questions and their opinions about a lot of things, and it was really good. I actually get my life from my sister Jasmine when she got on the radio. She did not hold back at all. I get my life, you know, actually, nobody don't know, but I actually get my life from Jasmine when she goes off and she gives you ghetto Benji cunts, because she, if nobody don't know her outside of the ballroom scene, she is so white woman. But when she, when the, somebody pisses her off, and honey, and that ghetto bitch come project bitch come out of her, I get my life. So I had my life left. I had to keep hitting my phone on mute because I was keep cackling down when she was reading the children.
Yeah, last night was a mess. It really was.
Yes, it sure was. It was just too much. Like, but I think overall that the ball was actually nice. It was a nice. It was very successful. It was very nice. A lot of people didn't get to walk their categories, but you know that happens at balls across the country. It's just not in D.C. It's just not in Atlanta. It's just not in New York. It happens all over. You win some, you lose some. Next time you come out and you just be a strong competitive, the next time you hit your runway for that category. I just feel sorry for all the people that didn't get to walk their categories, but I know when they come out the next time, they're not coming out to play with the girls. They're going to come out and show the girls what they had for D.C.
Yeah, you
are. In whatever state. So I know the girls are definitely going to be in New York for the 22nd.
What do you think they should do about the that ball? The 5,000. Do you have any ideas of what you think they should do?
The $5,000 category. Do I have any ideas or any suggestions? Like I really don't have any ideas or suggestions. But it's like you know whatever Jasmine does, she's gonna do because she can do it, and that's Jasmine. And I know Jasmine outside of the ballroom scene and inside of the ballroom scene, and her mind thinks business, her personal business, and her mind thinks ballroom. So she could be sitting at her desk doing her personal business, and a category will just pop in her head. So whatever she does with the 5,000, it's going to be something. She could be sitting on the phone with me, and we're talking, and she just come out and say, bitch, I got an idea, and this is what I'm going to do. So when it pops to her, it's going to pop to her, and the girls are definitely going to know when it pops to her because she don't hold nothing back when it pops in her head because that's just her.
Yeah, I do agree.
So what happened with you all day today? What did you do?
I didn't do too much today. I actually, like, sat back and looked stupid half of the day.
But you know what? I want to talk about one of the things you said in the opening show. Were the children doing all these drugs and knowing their situation and everything? I really want to talk about that, okay? Because you said you know a lot of people and everything. And so and this is something that I divulge to all the children in my house. Mm-hmm. I have been dealing with AIDS and HIV for the last 17 years with my mother. So mm-hmm. I understand, and I just want to let the kids know that this is not a death sentence at all. Because back when I started dealing with it with her, she was taking 25 and 30 pills. Now they're down to a one-day remedy cocktail, and these girls want to run around here and want to take their medicine, but then do drugs on top of that. It's not going to help you. It's going to kill you even faster.
I do agree.
It's going to kill you even faster, baby. This is, it's not a death sentence. If this lady, if my mother had it for 17 years and she's still here and she raised 5 kids and that's when they was taking all the type of pills they was taking and experimenting with it now, and now they get y'all down to a one-day remedy or whatever they get y'all down to, it's not a death sentence. It's the way you live your life after you find out what you have. If you take and you deal with your life the way you need to deal with your life in the right order and go along with it, baby, you can be here for another 17 years, another 50 years. It doesn't matter. You're going to be here. It's not a death sentence. It's a wake-up call.
Yeah, you're right. I do agree.
But that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, because that's a fool. And then they just taking these, but we ain't going to stay with it, but they taking these drugs and they just running with it. I think they feel... You know, I just think they feel like they're alone. I think they feel like they're alone, and they feel that they might just die any day. So what the fuck am I living for? And that's, you know, you living for life, basically. You're not dead just because you might say, okay, well, I'm an HIV person or I'm full-blown AIDS. I have, like I said, I've known people for over 20 years with this, and they're still living strong with it. So don't live like that. Find somebody to lean on and find somebody that's educated to talk to you about it.
Yes, that's what they need to do. I think that'll make them much stronger and it'll make them a better person, and it will lead them where they need to go, baby. And actually, when they sit back and they realize afterwards that it's still life. It's life after death.
Yep.
So stuff.
Yeah, but my day was it was kind of cool. It was kind of resting. I got a lot of sleep from driving all them hours, you know, yesterday and the whole weekend. I didn't really sleep too much like I really wanted to sleep. So I really like got a lot of rest. So other than that, I'm cool though. So.
You didn't sleep like you wanted to sleep. What was Quinn you was playing with this weekend that you ain't sleep?
I wasn't playing with no bunch of this weekend.
Andre not getting no sleep. There's only one thing Andre ain't getting no sleep for. Even he was vocal or he was playing with somebody.
Well, anyway, did you get any sleep, Kelly?
Oh, no. I was running around with my sister. We was taking care of things, and, you know, I had my own little situation that was going on with me and ZC, so, no, I didn't get that much sleep. But
okay.
I did rest up when I got back home.
I know that's right, yeah, because I definitely rest up today. I rest up and slept for a minute, then got up and then went back to sleep, so I said I'm definitely get enough sleep because I was drained. Yep. Are you going to Vegas?
I was definitely thinking about it because I know a couple of my friends is going down. So, you know, I was trying to get my coins together and get everything situated because I'm not going to stay in the Tropicana Hotel. That's the host hotel. I'm trying to stay across the street in this other hotel, but the room I want is like $1,700 for the whole four nights. What?
$1,700 for... each night or $1,700 completely?
No, it's not. It's actually $1,750, but it's two
out of
people.
Four that, nights together.
Yeah, but that's so just
basically
for,
almost
that's,
like
no, that's
so basically.
That's for me and
what?
My lover. That's for me and my lover, and my friend and her lover is gonna go also, and they're gonna pay $1,750 and my $1,750 because the room is actually $3,600 for the four nights.
Oh, okay, but I guess it must come with so much that you
oh,
be so
baby,
satisfied.
Oh, baby, the room is everything. We will have
yeah.
our own private entrance into the hotel and everything. Very something out of Sex in the City.
Oh, very superstar about this.
Yes, very, 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 very 10-star celebrity status.
That's right. I, for that price, I guess it's worth it because that price you should get at things that you don't see nowhere else because I'm not paying no $3,600 if I'm getting in a regular room.
Baby, what I tell you is jacuzzi, marble, two different bedrooms, three different bathrooms, three living rooms. It's everything. Grand piano and everything in the room.
Oh, so it's not a room. It's basically a two-bedroom apartment or something.
Yeah, and then you got your own private entrance. You have your own bellhop, everything that you have in a regular hotel room, you have privately just for that room that are catered to those people in that room.
That's what's up.
So we're trying to go into Vegas. You know, this will be the person I'm going with. This will be her first time going to Vegas. And this will be my second time going to Vegas. So we're trying to make Vegas into what happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas.
I know that's right because I'm coming to have some fun in Vegas.
Yeah.
I get down there that Friday. I stay there to that Monday. So, yeah, Vegas will be cute.
Yeah, I'll be down there on Friday, too. So, that's basically about
it. I heard the club should be cute down there, too.
Yeah, but remember the last time we went to Vegas, we didn't club or anything. We was just there. I lost all my money in the airport.
Yeah, we didn't do shit the last time. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to
tell the girls, if you're coming to Vegas, have a lot of change. You could gamble at the airport. You could gamble at the casinos. Baby, Vegas is the tea.
Mm-hmm. The switchboard hit me up and said we have a lot of callers, so I guess in a minute we'll be going to these callers.
Oh, well, yes, switchboard. We are definitely ready, switchboard. Please show me the first number on my screen.
The icon board should be cute, too.
Oh, yes, the icon board is definitely going to be another one of the balls of the year, but we already know, and it's hands down. Come September, when the New York City Awards will come around, we can already know that the crowdest ball of the year definitely goes to Jasmine and Harold, because baby, 1,100 girls. I don't think we're topping that this year.
Yeah. Okay,
that's definitely the crowdest ball of the year.
If two boys in 1 year be like that, I'll be amazed.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that'd be amazing.
347-432. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
And what the fuck is on your mind, too? This is Mother Kiana Chanel. Hello, legend, and hello, icon.
Hello.
Hey, woman, and I apologize for not getting back to you. I was going through a lot of stress
today. You didn't pick up the phone. I know. What the fuck? Shit. What the fuck? I want to know. What the fuck? Why we can't all get along? What happened? What's up with that?
The girls are crazy. You know, like I was saying earlier, they just put so much in their bodies and fuck with their brain, and they can't get along with nobody.
Yeah, especially my little incident at the, D.C. Oh, my goodness. What the fuck?
And I don't know what happened. I don't even remember. I heard something happened with you, but I don't know what happened.
I basically was sitting up in my room like Brandy, minding my business. We had another prestigious judge on there, no names mentioned, just very, grand diva, extravagant of power, and was kept trying it all night and being very, plastic about the situation. And he decided to chop whatever, and I decided to retaliate, and I gave my chop because I didn't see it. He wanted to get up and shout a couple obscenities in my face, and I don't know. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Wow.
What the fuck is going on? Why everybody can't just come out and have fun and
definitely
be fair on the motherfucking panel?
Definitely, you're
what,
right. I mean,
that's my what the fuck for tonight.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
These panels is very, every panel, not every panel, but 80% of the panels is very what the fuck.
You're right, and it's like they take this thing to another level. It's like have a balance of the both. You can't intertwine your both worlds of your real life and this ballroom life. It's just, what the fuck? It's fun. Jesus.
Exactly. I definitely do agree with you, Kiana.
But it was a pleasure talking to you on this What the Fuck show, and I want to know what the fuck, why you still ain't answering the phone? What the fuck, icon?
I definitely answer the next time I see your number. What the fuck?
What the fuck? And have a good evening, legend and icon.
Thank you, Kiana. That was legendary.
Hi, Kiana.
That was legendary Mother Kiana Chanel on What the Fuck Tuesday. She wanted to know what the fuck is going on with everybody not being able to be fair. Switchboard, can I have the next caller? 443-759. You're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Is this us?
Yes, it is.
Well, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck? This is Tamara Revlon.
What the fuck is going on, Tamara?
Hi, Father.
Hey, Tamara, how are you?
What the fuck is going on?
You tell me what the fuck. What the fuck you feel that's what been horrible, what been good? What the fuck is on your mind that you need to say today?
What the fuck is on my mind? I just want to apologize to the people that I know. Like you, Father. That function, I didn't care about the function, but I'm talking about me. Did you like my production? Let me start there.
Yeah, I liked it, the production. I loved that.
I'm glad you liked
the head, and I liked it, all of that.
I'm glad you liked the production, but I came to the realization that I'm 198 pounds, and I can't bump no more. So I'm hanging up my ballet shoes. That's what the fuck is going on with me.
No, but you know what? I can't agree with that. Now, what I can agree with is, okay, you think you're being modest right now and telling that you cannot vogue. You can vogue. Now, what you probably need to do is be the size that you used to be so you can do.
Oh, shit. I need to lose some fucking weight.
That's what the fuck, honey. Just lose a few pounds and then trust me, baby, you'll be the old Tamara.
What the fuck?
I don't think I got it in me for now. But I just know the people
do.
That, it was a lot of people that came up to me and said to me that night, was I walking? And I said, yes, I'm going to walk. I'm going to turn it out. For the last 2 weeks before the function, I was jogging and shit, trying to get my breath back. Because, I smoke cigarettes, smoke a little Shane, do a little thing. I was trying to get myself together, but it ain't work. And when I got out there, I don't know. I just, my mind wanted to do it, but my body was telling me no.
But that don't say that you're less of a person. That ain't nothing. But I just wanted to say it like that because sometimes people, not saying you, but sometimes people think, oh, legends lose, icons lose, we all lose. And to be a good, for you to even get on the phone and say the truth of how you feel, That's a legend statement right there, because half of the legends wouldn't even attempt to do what you just did.
Regardless of what happened with my performance, it might not have been as stellar as I wanted it to be. I had hoped my production, because I've seen the productions on YouTube, and I think my production was the fabulous production. I don't see nobody else that came out and turned it the fuck out the way I did, as far as the production part was concerned.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
But that's what the fuck was on my mind.
Yeah, truthfully, I think you was the only one with that production. Everybody else probably was just with an entrance or something. It wasn't a production, you know. But I think you was the only one with the production.
I think so, yeah.
Well, I know that.
Well, other than that, this is my first time actually ever since the what's the guy name that had the show, the Tom Show.
Tom Blumenthal, yeah.
I just found out like yesterday. I guess your show must have been real hot yesterday because a couple of people called me asking me did I hear it. I didn't even fucking know you had a show.
Yeah, I had it for what? This
tell Andre I'm gonna tie him up by his Gucci shoes.
Gucci shoes. Thank you for having me.
It's the same
days
as
Gucci
Monday,
shoes.
Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
But different times, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., yeah.
My gosh, late night.
Yeah, it's a late night. It's a late night thing.
Yeah, but I definitely felt that it needed a voice for the gay community still because Tom Blumenthal was not doing it no more. So I said, you know what, he definitely needs a voice so everybody can hear basically what is going on and it can make the, you know, the population of the gay community much, much better.
And I know they said something about Jasmine going off, but if and when you speak to her, even if she's listening, you must let her know that I thank her because I had a lot of props and a lot of people that helped me out in my production, and she made sure all my shit got through, and I really did appreciate that because that line outside was carrying.
I could imagine because I heard the line outside was carrying.
It was terrible. It was terrible to get
and
to
I'm glad that you definitely thanked her too because a lot of people, first of all, they don't even know Jasmine. They don't know her in any kind of way.
Right.
And
that's
they sit here and try to attack without knowing people. Well, at least get to know somebody before you attack them. Yeah.
The problem is, it's with them big cash categories, that 5,000. First of all, the girls don't even think the ballroom scene is fair anymore. So the minute that somebody loses and they think it's unfair, they instantly, like, that's when the fighting starts.
Goes crazy. You're right.
Yeah,
they need to stop putting the money sign first before the voguing. That's what it is. Meaning it could be that much, but don't have the mentality that I'm just coming for the money. You have the mentality that I'm coming to prove a point.
Yeah.
And then maybe you'll
be because it wasn't all of this, but back in, like the early 2000s and back in 99, it wasn't even nowhere near this amount of money. And the performance show was a hell of a lot better back then than it is now. And we
that's
was voting for not even half the money that they're giving out now.
That's right. Everybody want to feel fab, and everybody already think they icons and they're above everybody else. And it's just a mess.
Well, I'm on my Jenny Craig diet, and I think I might be walking legendary performance at the Icon Ball. I'm not sure yet.
I know that's right, though. I know, but just like I said, you definitely have it. You definitely got it. Once you got it, you can't let it go, period. So.
Well, thank you for calling in, Tamir. We definitely look forward to seeing you at the Icon Ball.
No problem. Thank you. And Andre Palmer, I love you much. Hope to see you soon.
Yeah, definitely. Love you, too.
Switchboard, next caller, please.
That was my legendary daughter, Tamara Revlon, straight out of Baltimore, Maryland.
private caller, you're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, Kelly?
Yes.
Yep.
Hey, Andre. Hey, Kelly. What's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
This is KEV, so I want to know what the fuck is going on with everybody calling in with something negative to say. Even though we didn't get to see the whole situation with the $5,000 category, it was other categories that happened that was really good, that was really, really hot. Why aren't people calling in to talk about that? Like, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think they're just bringing it up because it was $5,000 and they don't want to let it go or whatever. I don't know. You never know why they're bringing it up.
It was sad that it didn't happen, but it was other hot female figure face categories. It was really, really hot, and I enjoyed it. Let's get feedback about that. I mean, it's a ball. It happens. You know, we just got to move on from that. It's other functions we're going to go to, and that just may happen. I mean, we can't just act like it's the worst thing in the world that ever happened to the ballroom community. Like, Come on.
I do agree. Move on, kid. It won't be the first or the last boy that ain't going to finish.
Hello.
Hey, sure what is. Thank you, Kay, for calling in with your what the fuck. Switchboard, can I please have the next caller, please?
Yes, she definitely made a good point with that one.
Yeah, she sure did. Next caller is 646-351. You're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? 347-350. You're on the air. That caller is now been gone. Switchboard, can I please have the next caller? 646-350. You're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck? They're going switchboard. Next caller, please.
It's crazy.
Yes, already. 646-409. You're on the air with the icon and legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Well, I just basically 3 points. Hi, Andre. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Lala.
Hey, Lala.
It's just 3 points. Hey, baby, I wasn't even going to comment tonight, but like I said, you sit on your phone, it makes you push one because you hear things that make you push one. So what the fuck is up with that? But my first thing I wanted to say is I felt bad because I didn't get to go to DC because I was going to have other things to do. But I was so interested in hearing about your new kids from out of the country. To me, that was like, I was waiting to hear that. If anything else, I wanted to hear about that. And then to hear that once again, our ignorance makes our ballroom scene not stretch to where it could go because of people's ignorance. Thank God that they have parents like you so they can understand what's going on because they could have went back to their country and say, you know what, fuck them, the motherfucking faculty in the United States.
Yeah.
They're full of shit, honey, and girl, we're not going to do this Vulcan shit over here. Fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of times people should look at that as a blessing that, okay, you can say I had the opportunity to vote against somebody that was not from here.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That should be a new experience and a new blessing instead of looking at as that as intimidation or you not understanding something, whatever, for whatever reason. They had just as much right to do what they wanted to do as the next bitch.
Yep. That's true. And I thank you for calling in for that because
these guys
is horrible when it comes to
that. And then right. That's horrible. That's number one. The next what the fuck is, like the other girl said, about the little functions or whatever. Half the time, 9 times out of 10, your duties is the reason why they don't finish.
Mm-hmm.
Your duties is why your duty that you know is going to cut up while you let that bitch ride with you just because she was stuck in the hotel. Leave that bitch at home.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that sometimes, honey, it should be a list, honey. Oh, girl, it's no shade, honey. But the girl over this phone, she said, girl, you can't come in, bitch. You fucked up 3 balls this year. Baby, you just can't come in this year.
And
it's no shade. It's just no shade. I feel like if it's going to be a sport, then we should treat it as a sport. If Michael Jordan just hit a bitch upside the head, he's going to have to pay a fine and get suspended. So why can't the ballroom team set up certain rules? I feel like that should be the same thing. It's supposed to be a sport. So they would say, it's just a sport. It's just a sport. We'll treat it as a sport. But bitch has bad sportsmanship. She needs to be punished. For the next 3 functions, bitch, you have to sit the bench. It's no shade.
You know what's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
What's good is that that's over and it should be done, but why would never be done? Because girlfriends have girlfriends. So it could be done until it slaps their girlfriend in the face. When it slaps their girlfriend in the face, oh, no, we're not doing that. She can come in. And that's what fucks it up. Everybody, you know, because you could be my girlfriend. If you're fucking wrong, you're wrong. And I'm going to tell you you're wrong.
Exactly. And I'm the same way because I'm with my children. They be saying one thing. Well, mama, you're my mother. At the same time, if I'm your mother, I'm going to be honest with you. You was wrong in that situation. So I'm not going to sit up here and go against my morals and tell you because you're my child. It's my job to tell you that you're wrong. And that's the problem with people. They don't want to tell anybody that they're wrong. Or they stick up for their duty until later on in the future it benefits them and then they stab you in the back.
Yeah.
I definitely do agree with you, Lala.
All right.
Thank you for calling in, Lala. If you have any more questions or any more what the fuck, feel free to press 1, and you'll be brought right back on the line. The next call is a private caller. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday with the Icon and Legend. What the fuck is on your mind? Private caller, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What's on your mind? What the fuck?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
The light question, because I went to a Kiki ball tonight, right? Are all the balls Kikis nowadays?
What's the Kiki? Break it down to me. What's the Kiki ball to you?
The Kiki ball was that everybody was at the Kiki ball walking categories that they didn't have no business walking, and it was just a Kiki.
Well, I think Kiki balls is probably something like they just throw together for fun, because I never went to too many Kiki balls. I probably went to two in my whole life, but I guess that I don't think they would ever bring that to a main ball.
I don't think nowadays balls are fun anymore.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, caller. Switchboard, can I please have the next caller, honey? Balls are not a kiki. This is not something that the girl should want to come out and play with at the function. If you're gonna come if you're gonna come out to a function, you don't bring 100% to the function. You bring 150% to the function. The kiki scene is for the young girls that's coming up, that's trying to get their scribe into the mainstream of society of the ballroom scene. It's the same thing with the music industry. You start small and you work your way to the top, and that's what the girls do at the Kiki Ball. Private caller, you're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? Private caller, you're on the air with the icon and the legend. What the fuck? Private caller going what?
Hey?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello, private caller. You're on the air. Oh, child. These girls is carrying on, honey. That was about to be somebody with a voice, honey. She's about to have a voice, a crazy voice, honey. She gagged. We got to tell her before she could actually get her voice together, honey. Switchboard, can I please have the next caller, please? That caller has to call back in because their voice ain't wasn't right yet, honey. 856-803. You're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
How y'all doing? I just want to say, what the fuck is going on with these judges' panels?
Ooh, that's an over topic.
I kind of felt like it wasn't fair to... Hello?
Go ahead, Junior.
Okay, I kind of feel like it wasn't fair to some of the girls that came out to the Rumble Ball because a lot of the scholars was getting chopped. It's no shade to anybody else, but I'm not trying to take up for the Escadas like a whole lot, but girls just felt like they were shaded at the Rumble Ball just because of some of the actions that someone, you know, did the night before.
Mm-hmm. And that could happen a lot, and that's so sad. That's what I said. You're right. What the fuck is going on with the panels? The panels are so fucking horrible, and, you know, they don't want to sit here, and sometimes they say they don't want to put the same people in the panels. They don't even watch these judges. A lot of balls and these promoters don't even watch the judges when they're on the panel to see the drama that they got to go through. If they watched and sat there and watched these bitches, I bet you they wouldn't be judging some of them balls.
Thank you, caller. The next caller is 404-789. You're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Me and my father are going to talk about that.
Hello.
Hello.
404-789, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you and your father are going to talk about what, caller?
Kelly, you're a man.
What the fuck?
Honey, what the fuck?
What the fuck's on your mind on this What the Fuck Tuesday?
Ain't shit. Got there eating some Whopper hams on the way to the house to smoke a blood.
Oh, that's what you wanted to talk about? The Waffle House and smoking a blood?
Uh-huh. T-bone steak with eggs.
I know, that's right. T-bone steak
That means you in the South. Whoever this is in the South.
They in Atlanta. They just left the Waffle House.
They got to be in Atlanta somewhere.
Okay.
Down.
Well, thank you, caller, for calling in and tell us about your T-ball steak and your scrambled eggs with cheese on What the Fuck Tuesday. Thank you for calling in. Switchboard, can I please have the next caller on What the Fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is going on with the T-ball steak and the scrambled eggs?
I don't know, but it sounds kind of good right now.
347-471, you're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind on this Tuesday?
How you doing, Kelly, and how you doing, Andre? I just wanted to ask a question. Now, do you think, like, you know, for the female figure, $5,000, do you think, like, those productions is really, like, worth $5,000, like, you know, their productions?
Okay, you asking both of us for our opinion?
Yes.
Okay, I'll answer the question. let me
answer. I'll answer it too. You answer
okay,
your
you
question
answer
first.
Okay, I'm going to answer the question. The category, me and Jasmine both sat down and worked this category out together. The category was not calling for a production, but if they wanted a production, they could have had a production. The category was calling for a big entrance. That's it. That's basically what the category was calling for, a big entrance. And some of the girls that came out gave a big entrance, and I'm not going to say which girls gave a big entrance, but only out of all the six productions that I've seen, only two of the girls came out there and gave me a big entrance. Andre, yo, go ahead.
So was it really $5,000, though?
Only two of them, only two of them gave me a big entrance. Only one person gave me $5,000 that they
okay.
should have been the bitch that left with the $5,000.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree, too. I agree that it wasn't asking for a production. It was asking for a big entrance. But I feel that it's only one entrance that was really, really big to me. And the rest of them was after that. So, yeah.
Yes.
So all right, that's the only thing I was asking. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you, caller. Okay, switch for the next caller. Yes, honey. The kids want to ask the questions and get to the answers. I live. 678-662. You're on there with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? 678-662. You're on the air. What the fuck? 678-662. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. Okay, switchboard. Next caller. Maybe. If you're on the line and you'd like to be brought on so the switchboard can please see your number, please feel free to press 1 at this time. If you have any questions or any comments that you don't want to say on the radio and you want switchboard to relay the message to me and Andre so we can say the messages across the air for you, please hit up tensandchops@yahoo.com. That is tensorchops@yahoo.com. The next caller is 678-201. You're on the air with the icon and legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Yeah, I want to ask y'all a question. Do y'all honestly think Khalees should have lost to Roxy? Because I'm sitting watching the clip now.
I don't know if I want to answer that question, but After two battles I've seen, I'm gonna be honest, this is my opinion. As a spectator and as being somebody that's been in the scene for so many years and as walking categories and things, the two battles that did happen at the ball, it was like, you know, they battled, but you know, it was the judge's opinion.
I think my favorite thing.
So, it's, you know, it was just the judges. That's what the judges felt that it was. So, you know, we had to go with what the judges said. That's why they was put up there. Andre?
You okay, one, I can't answer that because I want to say bias, period, because I'm the host. So as soon as I answer and they're going to say I'm attacking either one of them, so I can't answer that unless you catch me on the truth day. So, you know, my truth day is coming up where they – you know, I got to say the truth for an hour. When you catch me on that day, I can answer it. Right now, I can't because I'll be biased. So,
right.
Thank you, caller. Switchboard, can I please have the next caller switchboard?
You like how I dealt that, right?
No, I'm laughing at switchboard, honey. I'm laughing at switchboard, honey, because, you know,
I already know switchboard, baby.
Yes, honey.
I already know, honey.
Switchboard, can I please have the next caller, please? This, what the fuck to say, honey? What the fuck is everybody holding back and acting scared to call Jason Escada out and her aunt, but was no time in attacking Harold Jasmine on the radio show. Oh, that's
so they were basically saying they should attack Jason too.
But yeah, that's just a message that just came through that somebody I am switchboard
and just listen to me.
Yeah, it's much more related to me. Y'all didn't have a problem with getting up here last night and attacking Harold and Jasmine for everything that happened on Saturday at the ball. So what the fuck y'all bitches scared for to say Jason Escada name about how she was acting on the judges panel and the retaliation that happened to the House of Escada the next night at the Rumble? Every action has a reaction. Okay.
Wow.
Yes, well, that was just forwarded into Switchboard by a listener that's on the air, and Switchboard forwarded to me. Switchboard, the next caller, please. Maybe.
Yeah, sometimes you got to watch what you do on the panel, because the next day your house might gag. That goes to every house, including mine.
Oh, hold on. This is the next thing that just came through. What the fuck's up with Jason's ass trying to chop the girl? Oh, bitch, please. Hold on. Y'all can't IM me while I'm on the radio. Switchboard has IM me. What's the tea up with Jason chopping the girls on Saturday and then getting over it when someone tried his house?
His house, yeah.
Honey. Okay.
My baby? Well, you know what? Jason, call in. since they want to know, Jason, call in, honey, and did you say why you was doing what you were doing?
Oh, wait, hold on. It's what the fuck? And I know these girls out here and they're listening. And I just got this message just came through my line. So I know Switchboard going to be mad because I didn't forward the message to Switchboard. I have them forward to Switchboard. But what the fuck is going on with Kurt Allure supposed to be leaving the House of Allure to become a con at the Icon Ball? What the fuck? The Allures are going off. That's new tea.
Okay, these houses kill me. Like I said, it goes for Mizrahi, it goes for Milan, it goes for Blahnik, it goes for Allure, it goes for every house that's out here, Revlon in every house. If they take your member, they just take them. Live on, get a new one, and keep going.
Oh, word, honey. But you know, but we got to wait for that. I don't know where I'm going to spill that tea, but I got really clarifying tea on that tea, but not right now. Switchboard, the next caller, please. This is crazy, honey. Where's Switchboard at? Switchboard is really doing shows. I waited for Switchboard to give me the next caller, and it's just like, it's so much that's going on right now, honey.
So much. So much.
Damn.
So.
Baby, so now he's going to be a con.
They kill me with these. Which one was supposed to be a con?
Kurt Allure. He was Kurt Revlon, and he left the House of Revlon.
Oh, that's the little cute one, that Vogue.
Left the House of Revlon, came out, I think, was it Saturday, and got sat down by the Revlon Channel on Saturday. Now he's about to be he left the House of Revlon and became a Allure. Then he's about to leave the House of Allure and become a con. What's the tea? Kurt, if you're out there, pick up the phone and call in. We need to get the feedback on this.
Wait a minute, bitch. Somebody just texted me something.
Oh, no.
What the fuck happened to the Allure's debut at as Montana's? Did the mother bailing her out halt to those plans? So that
no.
mean the mother was in jail, honey?
Oh, no. I have live video feed on that tea. So when we take a commercial break, I'm going to definitely listen to my video and get the tea, because I have the tea from that, some live tea that happened on that. I think I have it saved here in my phone, because, you know, you get the girls to be talking and things, honey, when you're in your hotel room, honey, and, you know, you just record it, honey, how the girls just spill all the gossip and things, honey. But, you know, Switchboard, can I please have another caller where I get the tea together, because
I think we're going to go to our commercial break, and we'll be right back with the tea. How about
okay.
that? Okay.
Blame it on the booty, got you feeling loose too. Blame it on the drone, got you feeling grown. Blame it on the alcohol, blame it on the alcohol. It's a gotta know what she wants, but she don't want to seem like she easy. I hate saying what you won't do, but you know we're probably gonna do what you've been feeling deep inside. Don't let her out.
We are definitely back, and that was the song, the theme song for the last past weekend. Kelly, are you there? Well, baby, yes.
And I just,
the theme song.
I just got off my cell phone while we was on commercial, and I definitely got to confirm or deny. Kurt is now no longer a lord, and he is now a 007.
Go off, Kurt.
Honey,
Kurt said, I wonder why he left, though. Why? You know what? See, this is why. Okay, Kurt, if you're listening to me right now, listen
to me.
He's
not
well.
They're not on the show. They're not listening to the show. I just called the cell phone. They're not
okay,
on the
well,
show.
Somebody will be then told him what I said anyway. When you find a house, Kurt, you find a house that you want to go to. Don't let nobody soup you up. You find whatever field you fit best in, and you stay with that house. Like you stay with Revlon that long until you find where you want to go. Don't let, because your girlfriends go one place, you follow, because that's what might happen to you. And you right now, you one of those kids that's really striving to be a star.
Somebody's coming on. Oh, my God.
Yeah, legend is coming on.
I hate the music.
Hey, everyone. How's everyone doing?
I hate surprise.
We're fine. How are you?
This is Miss Newport. I just want to know what the fuck is no one talking about Mike Balenciaga's production for Face against that horrible old man Tony McCargo.
What? Oh, my God. You didn't think Mike's production was cute? Newport?
It was over.
Oh, she loved it. It was over.
Oh, you loved it. Oh.
Why isn't anyone talking about it? It was over. It was really over.
So you don't see Tony Malone, you're saying?
Hello?
I'm listening.
Oh, you are a shady person. Oh, Switchboard, you are shining with these effects, honey. And you must let us know, Switchboard, when you take and bring things on, when you bring people on. Newport, are you there?
Newport, was you at the ball?
What the fuck's up with all you listening, Malaysia Ebony Throne, for $5,000, and nothing she did was $5,000? Oh. But saying these girls and these IMs that's coming across the air.
Yeah, they politely got married.
Honey.
Ooh, and said, wait. Her new hair, boots, her outfit, she had nothing worth $5,000, and the entrance was horrible. Concentrated on yourself for $5,000, the category would be Naomi, Roxy, and Kellis. What's that? And Kellis?
Kellis
Shooter been the only three on the floor. So basically, them saying should be the only three on the floor because everybody else looks fierce.
Oh, Miss Thing, these girls and they, I am Miss Thing. That's right, honey. I am all your thoughts and your feelings to over to Switchboard at 10 to Chop. And Switchboard would definitely refer them to us, honey. And I don't want nobody out there to think that these messages is coming from us. These messages is being relayed to us by Switchboard that the girls do not want to get online and saying the things they're saying. The reason why he left is because he felt like he could not fit in. Plus, the fact Berlin did not share any of the money he won for Vogue Femme category with him on Saturday, one person, and Berlin did not do all the work. Oh, that's the tea with Kurt that just got forward over from Switchboard.
Go off, Kurt. See, oh. that's another thing, yeah. I mean, did Kurt just sit down?
No, I don't know if Kirk has sat down. And whoever forwarded this message to Switchboard, please feel free to forward a message and let us know that Kirk won a battle because I really wasn't paying it no attention. Like, I watched the battle because I was judging that part, but I really didn't pay who won and whatever, you know, what was going on. 201-294, you're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? 201-294, you're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesdays. Okay, that person is going. Switchboard, can you give me the next caller? If you're on the air and you want to be brought in, you must press 1. I'm not the Switchboard. You can't IM me your phone numbers because I'm not the Switchboard. The Switchboard is in a whole other location. I'm just being fed the numbers and all the messages. Please press 1 or hit up tensandchopped@yahoo.com and give them the first 3 digits of your number with the area code, and they will definitely bring you on the line. Switchboard, can I please have the next caller, please? Honey, baby, the girls is like the girls is spilling in tea.
What the fuck is? Wait. They just sent me something. What the fuck is all these damn awards ball? It's more awards balls than the normal balls. We don't even see that many house balls no more. What the fuck? Every little miniature city want to have an awards ball. Have a major ball before you get. If you ain't having major balls in your city, bitch, why you having an awards ball? Have a mini ball awards ball. Don't have a major awards ball because you didn't even have one major ball in your city yet.
Mm-mm. Private caller, you're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? Private caller, you're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck?
Listen, because you didn't let me get out the Kiki joint.
No, that's not a point. I want to ask a question. When they make it these categories for $5,000, proposed to they're looking for you, when you make it a category for $5,000, you have to be worth $5,000. Your performance should be worth $5,000. Your production should be worth $5,000.
Right.
My personal opinion is a lot of the judges should keep their own personal vendettas off the judges panel, because if it's off the judges panel, and only then can you pick fairly who deserves. That's a very hard decision, especially when so many has been doing, if they're doing the right thing or if their production is being done the right way. And if someone chops them after all the money they put into this and all the work they put into this, how else will they respond?
Okay, so, caller, can I ask you a question? Out of the 6 performances that you see on YouTube, that's up for YouTube, what performance, what out of the 6 ones you think was worth $5,000?
Huh?
I never looked up on YouTube to pay any mind, so which one to vote? I heard for myself, or I've heard through the airwaves, all the different people that may have walked, and I was told that they wanted Naomi to win, and that Tamara should have won.
Who's
they chopped her.
Roxy.
Huh?
Roxy.
And then they chopped Christina.
Yeah, she should have been chopped. Roxy.
Well, from my observation, Christina did not get chopped. Christina did get her tens, and all the mayhem happened at the ball, and Christina had left.
So, Kelly, who do you think should have deserved to win a
$5,000? Bye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's not for caller. That's not for me to decide because I was not a judge on that panel that night. I was just there, and I was just the MC for that category. I was not a judge, so I don't have an opinion on that category because I was not judging. Okay? Thank you. Switchboard, can I please have the next caller? Switchboard is evil. Switchboard is evil right now. Switchboard said, how dare them call in, honey? How do they call in and want to talk about a category and they don't even know who walked the category? Honey.
Because they wasn't there. They heard.
914-885. You're on the air with the icon and legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, diva?
I'm just listening. It's Naomi.
Hey, Naomi.
Hey. So what did you think about the performances this weekend? That you was one of the contestants that walked this weekend, Naomi.
What you mean with rapping? Honestly,
because you know everybody has questions and everything, and I don't answer questions. Compared to your production and the other 5 girls that came out, what did you think was right or wrong about their production compared to yours?
Well, honestly speaking. The only person that I think besides me that should have got through, I like Roxy's production, the way she made the production, like as in like the beginning, how she had the people and stuff like that. I can say Roxy. Honestly, I believe Malaysia, like she voted all right for her tens, but her look was not 5,000. Like her hair was not her hair was not done. Her effect was not 5,000. Khalees Khan, her entrance was cute, but her effect looked like she was walking the Rumbles ball. What else can I say? I like Tamara's production. Tamara's production, like, she ate it. Like, I think her production was actually better than mine. But like you said, the category was calling for an over entrance, which I believe I had, and my look was up to par. But, you know, once again, I wasn't on the judges' panel. Whatever the judges saw, that was what they liked, I guess, or whatever. Another thing that I didn't like was the fact that they had a sex siren at least 2 categories before our category, and the floor was full of baby oil, and like a lot of the girls, even if they did come out with their shoes on, they ended up taking their shoes off and put flats on, and like that made like no difference. Like if you're gonna come out for a $5,000 category, I believe you should come out there fully affected. Like your production should be $5,000 worthy. Your effect must be $5,000 worthy, and your performance.
I absolutely agree with you. Thank you for calling in, Naomi.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye bye. Switchboard, can I please have the next caller, please?
Well, we got one of them to call in. Maybe the other ones are calling.
Yes. If any Ebony's out there, let me get Malaysia and Dawn. Or if any Prodigy's out there that have Roxy's number, get Roxy on the phone. Any Khan's out there, let's get Khalees on the phone. Anybody Tsunami's out there, let's get Christina on the phone so we can hear their opinions.
Everybody's opinion on it.
We got to get all the 5,000 contenders that was on the floor opinion on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Switchboard, don't buzz me. I'm talking right now, okay? Ernie, Clint Cavalli Richards Khan was on the air circulating on Awards War, but was not he a part of the final, wait, the few interviews that robbed the girls of the second Atlanta Awards Ball, but made sure he put a profile, a profit in his pocket.
Wait a minute. I think they just said this to me. I mean, where's it at? Clinton Cavalli Richmond Khan was on the air criticizing the awards ball, but wasn't he a part of the few individuals that robbed the girls on the second half of the awards ball by making sure he had a profit in his pocket, as opposed to paying overtime and making sure the people got to work?
Oh,
baby.
Well, Clint, if you're out there, please call back in, because this is something that somebody just went over to Switchboard and Switchboard forward to us and wanted to read.
But I'm definitely on Clint's side, because I don't think he like tried to rob nobody, and I was there. We ain't gonna bring nothing.
Andre, you're not supposed to comment. You're biased.
I am biased, but I was there, and I was a part of that function with him, I can answer that.
Switchboard said no sides, let him call in for himself. Okay, Switchboard, the
call
next caller,
him.
Please. Switchboard, the next caller, please.
No sides.
No sides, honey, no sides.
You got to catch me on the truth day.
Yes. When are we going to have the moment of truth? We should do that tomorrow, honey.
Let's have the moment of truth tomorrow.
Tomorrow is definitely going to be Wednesday, the moment of truth with the icon and the legend. Ask any questions that you feel that you want to ask about this weekend, and we'll definitely give you the truth on how we feel about the situation.
You are open a can of worms, bitch.
That's the tea. That's the tea for tomorrow. Tomorrow is definitely going to be the moment of truth with the icon and the legend. Whatever you feel that you want to ask us about the ball on Saturday and the ball on Sunday, definitely call in, and we're definitely going to tell you the truth and how we feel. There will be no holding of the tongue tomorrow night.
Oh, but wait a minute. Why somebody going to just text me and say, stop eating, Andre. You're eating and you're crunching all in the phone. I'm so sorry. I was hungry. The VA Awards Ball is 4409. Open to all faith is 1,000. Be there. Open to all faith is 1,000. VA Awards 4409. Okay,
Switchboard, the next number. Nobody never said Berlin did not deserve it. They said Berlin should have split the coin with Kurt, because Kurt did sit a person or two down, and that's why Kurt left the house alone. Nobody said Berlin did not deserve the votes.
Well, let me give my opinion on just people and cash and prizes and this are not going towards any houses, so I don't want y'all to think I'm being biased. But say if it's two individuals walking, and that person do sit three or four people down, and the other person come and sit one person down and win the money, then, yeah, this is $1,000. So they could have gave something. You know, I'm not sitting here saying give half of anything, but at the same time, one, y'all are together, two, y'all are in the same house. People need to stop being fucking greedy. And I'm not saying the allure. This is the topic here, because it happens to my house and many other houses with individuals being greedy when it comes to winning, period. So people need to stop being greedy and definitely think about the next person, because you wouldn't have got that far. Or you might have even not won if you would have battled a certain person too. So you have to think about it like that and at least give them something for their pockets, because if they was in them shoes, they would give it to you. That's what y'all should think about.
Yes. Switchboard, next caller, please. If you want to talk, please press 1 at this time. So your number can be brought up to the switchboard, and we'll definitely bring you on the line for your question or comment on What the Fuck Tuesday. Baby, it's going to be some shit tomorrow, honey. There is no tongues in the girl's mouth tomorrow, honey. The questions and the truth will definitely be answered and out there, honey.
The truth tomorrow.
Tomorrow is going to definitely be the moment of truth, and it's the moment of truth for the D.C. weekend. No other questions. The D.C. weekend, honey.
Oh, no. You put a can of worms in there, bitch, so now it's worms all out. All right, first of all, you said it Tomorrow it's open to all. You can say whatever the fuck you want. You can ask either me or Kelly whatever you want tomorrow. She made it up. We going with it. Don't you hear to say about the weekend. No, ma'am. Anything y'all want to know tomorrow, the truth. So there you go, honey.
Baby, you are really going to go 973-941. You're on the air with the icon of the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Yeah, did y'all kind of expect, like, a better class of girls to come out to walk? Like, I mean, Laomi and, like, Roxy, and they were probably, like, yeah, of course, Christina, Tamara's. But I was thinking of, like, when you think about $5,000, it would bring some more people out that you, like, really want to see, like the Alloras, the Mikas, people like that.
I expect so many more people.
I don't know. I can't answer that question tonight, but you call back in tomorrow, and I'll definitely answer it truthfully for you.
Oh, shit.
Thank you, caller. 856-803. You're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to say, like, first of all, hello, Kelly. Hello, Andre. I'm Ms. Rahi from Virginia. And I was just going to say that as far as, like, the judges' panel goes, sometimes I think that the judges themselves need to watch, like, how they act as far as the panel goes, because they're picked by the person's ball who he is for a reason, and when they're on the panel falling asleep and carrying and reading and not paying attention to the people category, and people have to go back and rewalk or redo votes and people switch their votes, I don't think that's fair to the contestants that are walking those categories.
Oh,
Somebody switched the vote?
Yeah. Who was falling asleep on the panel?
I want to know who switched the vote and who fell asleep.
I don't know what's the man's name is, but he's, like, big. I'm not going to call him fat. He was big all the way to the left, and Kelly kept having the same thing.
Rodney Malone.
Yeah.
Okay. He was, which one he did? He switched votes or he,
No, he was asleep.
Oh, shit. Well, Rodney Big
and it's like, and I noticed that Phil was asking him, for, like, how are you sleeping? You're supposed to be judging. That doesn't just sit well with me.
Yeah, because if that man was asleep, then they should have picked him up and said, you know what, baby, and got a new Milan to sit there or something, because that's a fool if he falls asleep, if that was true.
Yeah. And I can't remember exactly who switched votes, but, like,
somebody just texted me. It was Dexter. They said it was Dexter that fell asleep. So even that's the same thing. Dexter, call in, and because if you're falling asleep on panels, that's not right. You got to get another Ebony. So I don't know if this is true, but call in so we can ask, all right?
Well, Dexter is definitely Dexter's on the line. He's on hold. Dexter, if you're out there, please press 1 so you can be brought on the air, because he is definitely out there, and he is definitely listening along with the other Ebonies. Private caller, you're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What are you legend for?
Excuse me?
Wait, which one?
Kelly, not you, Andre.
About?
Shut the fuck up. What is Kelly legend
okay.
for?
Oh, go
who?
Off. Go shut the
Wait,
fuck up. Go
okay,
off.
Okay, who are you? Let me ask that question, since you want to ask
that
question.
You should already know. What are you legend for?
Baby, if you're not going to divulge who you are, then I don't
Thank
have
you.
To answer
Bye
any
now.
Questions.
Bye.
Goodbye
Bye.
Now.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Honey, baby, do your homework,
you
queen.
You already know, honey.
Baby, 404.
You want me to shut the fuck up.
Baby, 404-254. You're on the air with the icon and the legend. Or what the fuck? You say what the fuck? 404-254. You're on
Just
the air.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Switch for the next caller, bitch. I hate that. Don't you hate that, Andre?
What, when a girl call in and just be
rude? Not even just with somebody. I'm not even talking about the radio show, period. Somebody calls your phone And you know how you sometimes you have your Dexter's calling in now and they're saying, you know how you have your Bluetooth on or something and your phone is in the thing, you just press the thing and you talking to somebody and you say, who is this? And then they put, you should already fucking know. Bitch, I should have already know your motherfucking voice, bitch. And when you call,
that's
leave
right.
a motherfucking name on my answer machine just because we girlfriends, we've been girlfriends for years. I don't be knowing bitch's voice. I speak to so many people out during the day and the week, bitch. I don't be knowing bitch's voice, honey. Bitch.
It's not like we fucking every day, honey. I just talk. I don't know your voice.
Yes. 347-283. You're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck's on your mind?
Yeah, I just was wondering, like, what's going on with the Mizrahi ball? You know what I'm saying? The Candyland ball. I don't understand how it's all Mizrahi's on the judges panel. And what's going on with the Aphrodites? What happened?
Okay, let me explain that, the all Mizrahi panel. You must be a new girl, because a new girl wouldn't know. Years ago, it was nothing but that, where they always definitely had Mizrahi's or whatever house that was majority of the members on there. Aphrodites, they must have just wanted to go away.
Does that answer your question? 828-318. You're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck's on your mind? 828-318. You're on the air with the icon and the legend. What the fuck? Switch for the next number, please. Ready. Chow, Miss Thing. Oh,
how do these kids need to get, they need to go to education class for balls, because
yes, they do,
no,
honey.
Give me oil and line with Miss Kelly, brother.
I'm trying.
You're
what you gonna see when it's us?
Who's this?
Don't say nothing, Audra.
Is that
who?
Us?
Hello?
Hello,
yes.
Hello.
What you going to say to Miss Kelly when you on the air, because you on the air?
Yes, what's the tea, Miss Kelly, bitch?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
Keisha Cole.
Baby, you sound... You,
what's
you
the
know.
Tea, bitch? What happened at the ball, Miss Thing?
Baby, first of all, do not call me Miss Thing. I'm not missing anything. I hate that.
I apologize, honey.
Okay, so now what you would like to know?
What happened at the ball? They said the girls had tried to mate you with something. Were they feeling it?
The girls was feeling it on the time. Well, the girls was feeling on my time and my dime, but the girls can never mate me. I had Secret Service with me.
They said you were screaming, no, no, no!
I don't,
thank
baby.
You. Goodbye now. Goodbye.
Thank you,
goodbye.
Baby.
Thank you. Goodbye.
First of all, for that caller, if anybody knows me and know my history and know my work, I have never, ever ran from anything, never, ever screamed or anything from anybody. Get the DVD. Buy it. You'll get it on the DVD. Everything that happened is on the DVD, so you can see exactly what happened, okay?
Oh, no, and if you really want to get technical, you did ran. You ran for him, bitch.
Maybe. No, yeah, and then Secret Service came for him. I'm gonna tell everybody the story the way I tell the girls the story. I was Michelle Obama.
Oh, no, wait for tomorrow.
Oh, wait for tomorrow. Okay, wait for
yeah,
tomorrow.
Wait.
Okay. Switchboard, can I have the next caller, honey? Yeah, I'll tell the story tomorrow because that story is juicy, honey. And I know somebody can definitely call in and want to know the truth about the story. So I'll definitely give them the truth on what happened. Switchboard, the next caller. Ooh, tomorrow is going to be fun. Oh, my God, honey. Yes. I'm going to enjoy tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a key, Audrey. I'm going to get my life. Switchboard, can you please try to find 646-203, please? That's Dexter's number. He's on the line, and he definitely want to comment to what that caller said on What the Fuck Tuesday. Honey. Yes, we definitely got to get Dexter on the air. Yes, Switchboard, I'm here. Switchboard is buzzing me. You know, Andre, do you be on Yahoo Messenger? Do you be on, Switchboard is trying it. Do you be on Yahoo Messenger? You know how you got that thing that says busy and it shakes your whole motherfucking thing? Do the girls hit you up with that?
Yes, they do.
Baby,
yes.
I hate that so much. I hate
yes.
that. Switchboard.
Jason Escada is on the line too, trying to get through.
Oh, Jason Escada is definitely on the line too, Switchboard. We need to get them on, Jason and Dexter on the air. Baby, I hate when the girls bust me with that thing and be shaking my whole thing. If I ain't hit you, that means I ain't sitting in front of my computer right now, honey. I'm in the kitchen trying to get me a snack. You know I'm a fat girl. Dexter number is 646-203 is Dexter's number, Switchboard. Dexter, we're definitely trying to find your number. Jason, we're definitely trying to find your number, too, because the girl's been at you. Honey, yes. We're trying to get these young men and young ladies up on the air so they can comment. You know, we don't like the children. We don't like the children to come on the radio and bash our callers without our callers getting a chance to rebuttal.
Yeah, and, Jason number is 267-286. 267-286.
Switchboard said to please press 1. She cannot see the numbers. Please press 1. She cannot see their numbers. Honey, they is really carrying on tonight, honey. But what do you think about Switchboard finding their numbers? What do you think is going to happen tomorrow, Andre?
I don't know, because, you know, when you open up a can of worms, honey, they have, I think they'd be writing their questions down from 2 p.m., bitch, to 11.
Baby, and everybody know this. When you call in tomorrow, you get one question. Any other questions, you must hang up and call back in and press
That's
one
right.
again to ask another question. You get one question. So
it is one question for whichever one. It's not one question each person. You pick
yes.
which one you want to ask the question to.
Yes, you get one call, and you get to ask me or Andre a question, and then you can call back in and ask the next one a question. You can call back the whole night and keep asking questions, but you only get one per call. And when the numbers come up on my screen, I will know the callers that called in and asking these questions, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, well, hold on. Switchboard is typing. No numbers are showing. Michael Haynes, Dexter's number is not showing. Whoever's calling it for Jason, his number is not showing up either. Switchboard does not see their number, so please tell them to press 1 so they can be in queue to be brought up on the show. We have a half an hour left to this What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck? So we're going to just take some random callers until we see their numbers pop up in the thing. Private caller, you're on the air with the Icon of the Legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, I have a comment about, well, like, not much of a comment, but I want to know, like, as far, okay, when Naomi came out and got her tins, Miss Dean, the floor, like, went bananas. They lost their mind. Miss Dean, her hair was immaculate, her clothes was fabulous, and her shoes was off the chain. To where when she battled Malaysia, it's like, Malaysia looked like shit, honestly. She looked crazy. The hair was crazy. She was crazy. And to where I was trying to figure out why the hell, was is it because she was an Ebony and Laomi is a 007 to where they played like a house game to where they was like they just like totally dog Laomi. I didn't feel that at all. To where I think she should have at least went further than what she did, and I felt that she was cheated. I just felt that she was cheated out of her thing because she really did everything like everything was just like off the chain. Even though you could tell she slipped a couple times, her in Malaysia because of the like she said earlier the baby oil, but at the same time they recovered they shit like. And then kept on going and to where, like, she was cheated. And I felt that was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Well, I'm neutral in that situation until tomorrow. So call back in tomorrow. 267-401. You're on the air with the Icon Legend or What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck? 267-401. You're on the air with the Icon and the Legend. What the fuck is on your mind?
Just listening.
Okay, thank you, caller. Dexter, you gotta press 1. You gotta press 1.
And Jason number is 267-286. If you see it.
And Carwin, tell Cabbage he has to press 1. I'm not the switchboard. The switchboard is someplace else. I'm just being, the numbers are just being sent to me. So y'all can send me your numbers. I can tell it to switchboard, but y'all have to press 1 so it can be brought into queue so switchboard can see the numbers. I cannot see anybody's number. I'm not the switchboard. 718-527. You're on the air with the Icon and the Legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck?
What the fuck, baby boy and baby girl? This is Daddy YouTubes. How you doing, Kelly? Hi, Andre.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing? Well, as you all know, I did put up some of the clips onto YouTubes, onto JR922. Now, what people do not understand is that YouTubes is kind of set up whereby you all can see all the comments that are actually posted on to the page that I put up. But there are some times when people will privately email me. I've gotten hundreds and hundreds of private emails about this ball that I was at. And, I mean, it was a key, but a lot of people are trying to understand what was going on with Khalees and with Roxy. So I think that right now is the question, and I think that we will wait for tomorrow on the truth night, you know, in order to get that answer out. But a lot of fans really, really, really love Laomi. I think, actually, the ball went by well. I think everybody did well. Everybody got their tens. You know, that's just how I feel about it. How y'all doing tonight?
We're
fine. Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Andre. I can't wait.
That's what's up.
Thank you, Daddy.
We definitely can't give our opinion until tomorrow.
It's definitely going to be a show to be on tomorrow night because I know the questions and everything is going to be out there. But thank you for calling in, Daddy. Switchboard, can I definitely have the next caller, please? Baby, what the fuck Tuesday? Hey, Zeke, what the fuck's going on with you? When the fuck you get into New York? That's my question for you. 215-237. You're on the air with the icon and the legend.
Here we go. Hello?
What the fuck? Yes.
This is the Chanel. And I'm calling in about the little Jason situation, you know.
Yeah.
About that damn call for him to jump up and kick out of face like that. When he tried to put the simple fact that I'm hearing that, you know, somebody from my house allegedly stole Miss Bria a mask. And the thing is, the person who allegedly stole the mask is no longer in our house. So for Jason to try my house like that, I guess it was uncalled for. And then for Kiana to be his sister, to jump on her face like that was really uncalled for.
And absolutely. You know,
Wait a minute. Because I don't really know this part. Butch Queen jumped in Kiana's face?
Yeah.
Jason himself jumped in Kiana's face while in the panel.
Jason, mother, Scotta?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I did see that. But thank you for calling in, caller. But you know what? I just gagged Andre because back in the days when I first came out, and I used to be a young little Butch Queen. Watch her. I'll switch one. I'm going to get to the number right now. Back when I used to be a young little Butch Queen and I used to be watching the categories and things, I gagged at the way these Butch Queens jump up at Femme Queens now. Back in the days when a Butch Queen jumped up at a Femme Queen, the other Butch Queens used to fuck that Butch Queen up. You did not disrespect Femme Queens in the manner the way these Butch Queens disrespect Femme Queens nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ridiculous.
That's totally disrespect to. I mean, first of all, don't get me wrong. I know the mentality of thinking when people want to say, "Oh, that's a man just like me," but no, that's not a man no more. That so-called man that you're claiming is a man has hormones, has a pussy change, has big titties. So they're not a man. They cannot fight you like a regular man can. Don't get me wrong. There might be a few out there that still battles like, but they still can lose faster than a regular man because there's so much they can lose by doing this. So I think out of respect, and don't get me wrong, I already know sometimes femme queens can carry out of respect, but if a femme queen ain't hitting you and ain't doing something to really harm you at that time, I think everybody needs to stop, like, just trying to bash femme queens or in their face and all of that. Cause
yes. 973-651. You're on there with the icon and legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck's on your mind?
Well, I have a comment about the femme queen, the female figure performance. I wish everybody would stop coming from Malaysia. Malaysia vogued her ass off. As far as the production or the entrance go, you know, Jasmine and Kelly, they had it to the way that the audience decides. So the audience decided. There were no judges. Obviously, more people in the audience felt that her production, her interest was big enough for her to get 10th. Now, there's no shade. I live for Laomi. Laomi vogues her ass off. But I don't know if it was because of the oil or because of the small space, but they were pretty much evenly matched. Malaysia, she's young as hell. She is so smart. She's such a smart boger. She can battle her ass off. She's very good at battling. And I don't think that the judges were, like, you know, overstepping their boundaries. Or I don't think the judges were, like, wrong for picking Malaysia over Leomi, because that night it could have went either way. They went dip for dip, duck walk for duck walk, spin for spin. Malaysia had some over graceful spins. She landed into her dip so graceful and so soft. I remember one time when they got tangled, she was so cut, just moving all kinds of way, her hair flying. And then there was another part where they got tangled. She dipped over Leomi and landed. The girl, I mean, if you look, we looked at that battle like about 1,000 times from the YouTube clip. Malaysia ate it. So I don't know why people are calling in. You can be somebody, a fan of someone, without bashing or dissing another person. That girl is young as hell, and she vogued like a pro. So props to Malaysia.
Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, caller, for calling in. Switch forward to the next caller, please. Maybe 973-687. You're on there with the icon and legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck's on your mind? 973-687. You're on the air with the icon and legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck's on your mind? Well, that caller, 973-444. You're on the air with the icon and legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck's on your mind? Okay, you know, it takes a little minute, honey, for this to come on. 973-444. You're on the air.
Oh, what up?
Yes, you're on the air.
What's good?
You're on the air. What the fuck?
Oh, what up, Kelly? It's Halfpint. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's up, Halfpint?
I was just calling because Mizrahi, whatever said about Cassandra, I said that about Malaysia. I couldn't believe it. Like, how dare you? Like, that bitch vogues down, and it was a good ball, and everybody has their nights. Leomi is my friend. She vogues down. She vogues crazy. Leomi has her days. Malaysia does as well.
Halfpipe, hold on. It was not a Mizrahi that called in.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Mizrahi called in about the judges falling asleep on the panel and the judges not paying attention. That's what the Mizrahi said. It was just a random caller that called in about the Malaysia situation. Now go ahead. Halfpipe? Andre?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh. Private caller, you're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, what the fuck was with the prodigies chopping everybody except Roxy when her production wasn't even sickening?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, did they think that was going to just get her to the battle zone if they chopped everybody?
Oh, work. Oh, well, thank you, private caller. We have another private caller. You're on the air with the icon and the legend on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck?
What are you legend for?
What?
What are you legend for?
What are you calling for? What the fuck?
They
are at you,
Kelly. They are
at you. The Queens need to do their history and their helper. And this is going to be the last time that I say this to anyone that calls and question my legendary status. I am legendary for realness. I have slayed realness for years, from Butch Queen up and drags realness. That is what I am legend for. And it's going to be the last time I say this to anyone. Do your history, do your homework. Don't go out and get DVDs. Go out and get VAS. They got me all tired right now because I'm mad, honey. Go out and get some cassette tapes when the balls used to be on the cassette tapes, when you had to hook up your camcorder to the motherfucking TV with the motherfucking red, yellow, and motherfucking white wire. That's what I'm motherfucking realness for. I'm legendary for. Damn, these girls got me all confused. Switchboard, can I please have another caller, please? Baby.
Yeah, and why they getting the caller? If anybody calling in this phone line, please be respectable. Don't sit here and call and start cursing somebody out because you would get hung up as you see real quickly. There's a difference. If you want anything to be said, you can say it, but say it in a respectful way. Don't sit here and just call in and say, shut the fuck up and this and that. Just say what you want to say, regardless if we like it or we don't. We want to listen to you, all of the peers, but at the same time, try to be respectful, okay?
Baby. Oh, Switchboard, can I please have another caller? Baby, it's just too much. Once, oh, hold on. The Switchboard said 1 second, but baby, tomorrow, Andre, we're going to have some fun tomorrow.
Okay, for
baby,
real.
Baby, because my tongue got a bow tie on it tonight. But baby, tomorrow I'm gonna unloose her, honey. Baby, child.
Yeah, but if we get a chance, I definitely, because Jason is still on, so if we definitely.
Yes, Jason is definitely online because somebody just gave somebody just gave him my Yahoo screen name, and I just added him to my friends list, so I know he's out there. He's on the air. We are definitely going to try to get to his call. I've been trying to get on a minute for the last minute. Please, I press 1 every time. Jason, we're definitely going to, I know you're on the air, Jason. We're definitely going to try to get to your call. Jason, I'm in your the area code and your phone number so I can send it over to Switchboard. So Switchboard can definitely try. Okay, he just ended it to me. Hold on. I'm going to send it over to Switchboard right now so I can see if Switchboard can find your number, Jason, so that Switchboard can definitely bring you on air. I just sent it over to Switchboard, so wait for Switchboard to tell me if they found your number, Jason. And we're definitely going to bring you on the air so you can say what you need to say, honey. Baby, the girls, why do the girls come for me so much?
I don't know. I think they just can't take you or something, girl.
Baby.
I don't have the slightest idea.
But I live.
Yeah, she does have history, so you can find her history, what she's legend for. You don't even really have to ask her. Just look it up. And then
I get my life, though. I get my life. I really do. I really do, baby. Honey. Shout.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, Jason. Yes. You're on the air. Jason, you have to get on speakerphone or get away from the computer because it has a bad echo.
A real bad one.
Are you there, Jason?
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you now.
You still an echo.
You still got an echo. Dexter, we know you're on the air. Switchboard is trying to find your number also. I sent it over to Switchboard. We're definitely going to get you on the air also, Dexter, so you could definitely say what you have to say, Dexter. I know you're on the air. Jason, is everything fixed over there with you, Jason? Hello, Jason. His phone still has a bad echo.
But, yeah, this will be something starting new, too, with I think Wednesdays we might just make it. Don't have to be the truth with us, but that's the day of the truth of regardless whatever it is out there, period. Because I think that will bring a lot of truth to the ballroom. And it goes for everybody. It goes for us as well as everybody. Everybody needs to stop thinking the truth. You know, the truth hurts sometimes because, you know, you wasn't supposed to do what you did. So that's why they take it like, oh, Andre's trying it or this one is trying it. No, sometimes the truth need to come out so the incident won't happen again. So we might start making Wednesday called the truth, period.
Mm-hmm. You're back, Jason.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Andre.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Jason? How are you?
Nothing much. I'm doing good. Doing good. Can't complain. I see there's been a lot of comments, questions, and concerns in regards to my judging at the Capitol Awards Ball.
It was more of your judging, and then they said you ran into, they said you got into Kiana's
face.
Yeah,
and they also said I jumped in Kiana's face, which was foolishness. But I'll get to all that in one. Well, I'll get all to right now. Basically, yes, I was upset that all the female allegedly stole my daughter, you know, Mother Bria Scott's mask from the Capitol Awards Ball. I did make a post to Walk Me Wednesdays about it because Javon, whoever that is, on YouTube, posted a clip up on YouTube in regards to, you know, her having the mask directly after the morning after the Philly Awards Ball. It was all on YouTube. I exposed it, and when I exposed it, the clip was removed from YouTube. I spoke to Charlize. She claimed she didn't do it. I didn't go back and forth with it. I had my own conclusion about the situation, and I left the situation alone. I seen Chuck at the ball, spoke to Charlize and everything. Now, as to where Dre Chanel from Philadelphia got called up here from their 215-237 number, stating that I was throwing the house at Chanel shade because Charlize stole the mask and Charlize not no more. I wasn't throwing out the Chanel shade. Where that's coming from is beyond me. Now, I did chop Cookie Chanel for Vogue Creme because Cookie was falling out of her dips. Cookie was falling all over the place. But Cookie's Vogue was sloppy. I didn't see it, so I chopped it. So if they thought that was shade, then I guess Cookie needs to work on her performance. Cookie is my niece. I've seen Cookie grow up from the time she was a Prestige when she first was Vogue in Breakfast Club, and they was looking at her Vogue as though it was a joke and as it was a Kiki. But I think she has evolved in her performance. She has. That night, her Vogue was a mess. I didn't see it, so I chopped it. What makes me mad is everybody always wants to scream as an individual is throwing a house shade because they judged or gave their true opinion about something. So as far as the incident that happened with me and Kiana, I was disappointed in Kiana because Kiana waited until Lala Escada was voguing for the Mortal Kombat to chop Lala because I chopped Cookie. Lala was not falling out of her dips. Lala was not missing no beats. Lala effect was on point. Everything with Lala was on. So her chop was bullshit. Jack knew her chop was bullshit. That's why her chop was overturned. She couldn't take that her chop was overturned, so she wanted to get rowdy with me. A, I would never give in a Fem Queen face and fight no Fem Queen. My mother, Kelly, is, you know what I'm saying, Jack, and also Carrie, Miss Rocky. Carrie didn't raise me to do that. I would not hit no Fem Queen. See, I might argue and cuss them out, but as far as hit a Fem Queen, that's not my style. Yes, I did bang the sword on the table because Kiana was sitting there trying, but Jack handled it. I left it alone. Selvin told me to move. I moved to the other side of Kiana, and I sat next to Wendy, and who was right next to me? Charles. So as far as me jumping in Kiana's face, I never jumped in no Kiana's face. I wouldn't hit Kiana. That's not my style. That's not my style. I don't see hitting no Fem Queen. Never have done that. Sorry. But where everybody's getting this from, that I was trying out for Chanel, or I was on the panel filtering my status was well-earned, well-respected, and given to me. I'm sorry, earned to me, excuse me, not given. So as far as me sitting on the panel judging accordingly, I was judging accordingly. I'm a very fair judge. Granted, people might not like the fact that they get chopped by me or might not like or agree with some of my chops, but I only chop when I feel the person is not right.
Okay,
I'm not going to just give somebody sins because they're girlfriends.
Jason, hold on. Hold on, Jason. Switchboard says stay right there because somebody is on the line that wants to speak to you. That's what we're going on. Caller, you on the air? Caller? Sebastian Alor?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to talk to Jason, though. Hey, Jason, what's up? Hey, Andre. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? No, I just wanted to say, Andre, about just to clear up some things about the Kurt situation with the money.
Yeah.
The whole thing with that, Kurt only eliminated one person. It's not like Kurt battled with Berlin through the whole ball. She didn't do that.
Okay.
She eliminated one person. So for her to feel stabbed and feel like she needs to leave the house and because nobody gave her money, you didn't do shit to get any money. So if that's the reason that you're going to leave, girl, bye. Goodbye.
Yeah,
good luck wherever you're going.
Yeah.
And that's that. And it's like I just wanted to clear that part up because, first of all, as far as sharing money, that's what we all do because we are a family. If you help me battle, damn right, I'm gonna split the coins with you. But if you get eliminated after your first battle or on your first battle, I don't feel like you should get shit from me because you didn't help me do anything.
That's true.
I
agree.
Right. So I just wanted to clear that up because the way that the comment was said, and plus what I've been hearing,
it was said it was more like he battled a lot and won a lot, and then he didn't get
nothing.
He did.
He battled one person. He battled one person, and he won over one person, which was Chris Arca. The second battle, I don't even know who it was because I was downstairs getting ready for my category, and she got eliminated. Berlin had to battle all those people. So, yeah, she didn't give her no money. Now, if I don't feel that that's a legitimate reason. Oh, okay, well, sorry.
Okay, Sebastian, can I ask you a question, Sebastian?
Yeah, sure.
Because we have a lot of tea, and the girls, you know the girls want to know. What happened to the House of Allure switching over to the House of Montana this weekend? Is it true that it's going to be postponed until the Icon Ball?
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know.
No. Look, just to clear everything up, we are the House of Allure, period.
Okay.
Okay.
But going back to Kurt again, I agree with you with a lot of this stuff. If you do, first of all, no, that is no reason to leave a house, because if you win a category, completely win. That money is really yours. You don't have to share it with a motherfucking soul.
Anybody, right.
But now, you know, if you beat a lot of people, then you still don't have to share it because you still got eliminated. But that person, if they was kind enough, they would give you money. But it's still not
right.
a reason to leave, period. Because if you were leaving for that, then that's the wrong reason.
You shouldn't have been here anyway. And then, and the thing that kills me, you died to get here. Now that you're here, you're leaving for some bullshit reason. That's crazy to me. But people like that should have never been in our house in the first place.
Yeah, and that's what I tell everybody. All houses go through the same drama, and I want everybody to know this. Every fucking house in this scene goes through the same drama. Don't let anybody in this scene think that one of these houses is better than the other. All of us is the same. We all go through our drama, period.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, Sebastian, though.
Uh-huh, sure.
Who's the overall mother of your house?
The overall mother of my house right now is myself. The Rocks. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Okay.
And that's the whole
and
thing.
I respect that. And
right.
I respect you because you politely gave the truth. You know, people feel like if you don't give the truth, it's shade or you don't want to tell the truth. No, you sat here and gave
the
truth.
No,
that's a part of
no.
me. I'm the truth, too. I'm going to give the truth, period.
Right. And I can honestly say I don't know. That is something that we're going to discuss on our conference tomorrow. So as of right now, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sebastian, for calling in. Definitely call in tomorrow for the Moment of Truth. Tomorrow we have the Moment of Truth with me and Andre, and we can answer the truth about any question that you want to be answered. Jason, thank you for calling in also. But we definitely have to wrap this up. We got the last 5 minutes of the show. But, Andre, it was a pleasure being on the show with you again, once again tonight on What the Fuck Tuesday. And I know tomorrow, Wednesday, the Moment of Truth, when the girls can ask whatever question they want to ask and definitely get the truth out of us, is definitely going to be a hot topic tomorrow. So for all you callers that's out there that's listening, please feel free to tell your girlfriends or anybody out there that want to call in and get the Moment of Truth and the question answered, to please call in tomorrow at 11 o'clock because the switchboards are definitely going to be blown up like crazy. I'm sorry for all the callers that was out there if the switchboard couldn't find your number. Just know that you have to call in earlier or hit up Tins and Chops and send them your number over to Tins and Chops, and they will definitely try to find your number. Me nor Andre are the switchboard. With the numbers in the comments, is just being directed to us from switchboard. So that's where you have to direct all your questions, your comments, and everything to, and they will definitely direct them to us if it's something that they want to be brought up on the air. I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi, and I'm signing out for What the Fuck Tuesdays. What the fuck? Take it away, Andre.
Thank you so much, Kelly. And yeah, we're going to start with blogtalkradio.com/tins or chops, okay? And that's 347-215-6820. That's the number. I just want y'all to know again. And basically, like I was saying earlier, the drugs. Watch the drugs with y'all. Watch the drugs. Do not take too many. Try to live a good life. If you have any problems with anybody, or if you feel that you need help in any kind of way, you find a friend. When it comes to these houses, find what house you want to be in, not what house your girlfriend wants to be in, the house that you want to be in. All right? So love you all for loving me. Bye-bye. See y'all tomorrow.
Take a shot of the new boy.